Update on the injury report. David Bruton did not participate, questionable. Andre Goodman, limited, questionable. Brian Dawkins, limited, questionable. Eddie Royal, Spencer Larson, and Von Miller, all probable. Questions?
Andre's been cleared by medical people. What's the question?
It's kind of the league mandate rules that leave ourselves options.
Our players know their bodies better than anybody, and probably nobody more than Brian Dawkins. So even if he's listed as questionable, does he get a little more leeway if he says he can go?
Well, ultimately it comes down to the player and the medical staff, and if they're okay to go, we as coaches play them. So we'll, assess that as we go. We'll make that decision an hour and a half before kickoff.
Coach, how would you assess Nate Solder? How's he playing for the Patriots?
Very well. I think he was a guy that we obviously looked at very closely in the draft process. Very athletic, very big. They send him out on routes. He's capable of that kind of thing. But he's played very well for a rookie.
Has he had rookie issues like any rookie would have issues on the offense?
No, I think he's a young player that's getting better all the time. And, you'd have to ask them, their evaluation.
Do you see the tape of him and Matt Russell? Up and see you.
I've got a picture in my office. Fine day. Yep.
You see their defense look any different made those switches?
I've been getting a lot of questions on their defense. I think they're a fine defense. They're 14th in the league in scoring defense. Sometimes yards aren't a factor. They're ahead in a lot of games and people playing catch-up. So I know they'll have a salty defense out there regardless of who they put out there.
Coach, lots made of their passing game with Brady and all those receivers. Does that mean their running game sometimes gets overlooked?
They're capable of doing both. And, if you do some goofy things to stop the pass, they'll thump it at you. So they're well coached. They understand the game, and we'll have to defend both for sure.
John, you enjoy matching wits, so to speak, with a guy like Belichick?
Yeah, I think every week. There's only 32 of these things on the planet, and they're all very, very competent. And I think Bill's probably got more victories than anybody coaching right now. So again, that'll be a huge challenge.
Yeah, Bill is the top of the profession. What has made Bill so successful in your view?
Well, he's a fine coach, and he's had fine staffs over the years, and he's got fine players. All the ingredients you need to win.
John, they put up a lot of points. If they do that this Sunday, do you think your team is prepared for a kind of shootout kind of game?
Well, everybody's got us pegged as, whatever, a low-scoring team. But, we're just, every one of these takes on a different personality. I can't predict what's going to happen, other than we'll adjust to what happens.
Do you expect yours to have a low-scoring personality?
Say again?
Haven't more of your games ever had a low-scoring personality?
It's just they all have different personalities, so you just kind of get involved in the one you're in.
Do you expect Bill to potentially defensively do something you haven't seen before?
He's capable of that, yes. Part of the problem of some of the things we're doing, we don't see evidence on tape because other people aren't doing it. So we've adjusted. Our staff's done an excellent job, and I'm sure we'll get something we haven't seen. I'm sure they'll get something they haven't seen.
How important is it to identify the spy factor? If they're spying a guy on Tebow, you guys identify him, what kind of factor does that mean for you guys?
Well, I think, in essence, what they do is they cut loose the guys actually rushing, and they have a guy that's careful. Why it got the name spy, I'm not really sure, but everybody calls it that. And it's not anything new and different, but we'll have a plan for that as well.
Is that a counter spy?
Counter spy. I like the way you're thinking.